Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. If ever there was a sad returning home, it was Penny Gibbs. She came back not to start a new life, but to live among the memories of the old. For the sights and sounds around her remind her all too well of Barry Carlton, who lies buried on a hilltop just a few miles away. Penny awakened this morning and the day was bright and clear. She heard little Julie Martin squealing in the yard that the air was bitingly cold. And Penny thinks as she sits in her chair by the window,
the emptiness in my heart's cold, too. What lies ahead for me isn't even as bright and clear as this day is. It's fogged and cloudy like the window pane.
It's young Nora Lang to whom she speaks. And Nora answers,
oh, that's only now, Penny. That's the way things are now, but they'll be different after a little while.
I hope you're right, Nora. You sure it isn't too cold for Julie to be playing outside?
Oh, she knows enough to come in when she's getting too cold.
She's very grown up for her age, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Nora?
Hmm?
Nora, why isn't she in school today?
It's Saturday, Penny.
Oh, I guess I'll have to get used to the days again. The hospital, they'd all run into each other, the nights and the days alike.
Oh, I suppose so. I've never been in a hospital, so I don't know.
I hope you never find out.
Well, Freddie says I have to go to the hospital when the baby's born, but I don't think I have to, do I, Penny?
It's better if you do, Nora.
I guess it is.
Ooh-wee, it's cold out here. He has made of ice.
Listen to Julie. And look at her, Penny. Look how red her cheeks are.
She's a very happy little girl these days, isn't she?
Oh, crickets, yes.
Nora, does she ever ask for a mother?
No, not anymore. I wonder whatever happened to her, Penny.
I don't know.
Uncle Freddy is the bestie.
Oh. She must see Freddy in the living room window. They have an awful lot of fun together.
I'm glad.
I like to see them together. Makes me realize how much Freddy likes children and how much he'll love our own.
Of course he will, Nora.
I know.
So, Miss Missy, am I, Julie? Well, I bet I can stay out here longer than you can.
Look, Penny, Freddy's gone out to play football with Julie.
Here you go.
Football?
Well, he just threw her something that looks like a football. What is a football? And cricket, she caught it.
Well, let's go around the back of the floor room, and I'll make a pass receiver out of you.
Oh, they're going to go in the backyard where we can't see them. Shall I tell them to stay in front?
No, no thanks, Nora.
Well, then would you like to do something, Penny? Maybe play checkers? I'm getting pretty good at it.
Not just now.
Maybe you want to read, huh?
Thanks, I don't think so.
It's all right to read, though, isn't it? I mean, your eyes are going to be all right.
I guess they will. I may have to wear glasses, but unless I'm very unlucky, my eyes will be all right again.
Sure, that's what I thought. Well, you know, glasses aren't so bad, Penny. Some people look better with glasses than they do without them.
I'd like glasses I couldn't see through.
Yeah, that'd be... What did you say, Penny?
Nothing. I didn't say anything, did I?
Well, yes, at least I thought you did. We were talking about glasses.
Were we? Oh, yes, we were. Oh, did I tell you I might have to wear glasses?
Yes, Penny, you did. Oh. Penny, how would you like a nice cup of hot coffee or tea or maybe some broth, hmm?
I'd like some broth, I think.
All right, and maybe a little toast, too. You didn't have anything for breakfast but a cup of coffee, and that's not enough for somebody who wants to be up and around again.
Hey, Nora! Teapot's whistling for help.
Oh, will you turn it off, please, Freddie?
Yeah, sure. Come on, you coming in the house too, Julie?
Oh, yes, Uncle Freddie. I'm colder than it is outside.
Yeah, it's cold out too, isn't it? Well, maybe Aunt Nora's got something on the stove to warm you up.
Oh, there's a nice big fire in the living room fireplace, Julie. Why don't you go in there and get warm?
All right, Aunt Nora.
Hey, Nora, we're hungry after that workout out in the yard. How's the chances for some chow?
All right, you hungry too, Julie?
Yes, Aunt Nora.
Well, you go in and sit by the fire for a little while, and I'll fix you something.
Now I know what an icicle feels like when it knows it's going to be melting.
Oh, that was awfully nice of you to go out and play with her, Freddie.
Oh, I enjoy it. Hey, did you see her catch that football when I tossed it to her?
Yes, I did. It almost knocked her down.
You know, I could train that kid to play fullback for Vassar if I just had the time.
Freddie.
Well, what do you got on the stove?
Oh, I'm fixing something for Penny. She said she'd take a little broth and some toast.
Well, that's good. How's she feeling?
Awfully low. And, Freddie, the strangest thing happened when I was talking to her.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, we were talking about the possibility of Penny wearing glasses, and she suddenly said she'd like to wear glasses she couldn't see through.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not so strange, Nora. I guess she was just sort of saying in a roundabout way that, well, she's not interested in seeing things anymore.
I know, but Freddie, it was after she said that the strange thing happened.
Oh?
She didn't know that she'd said that, and she didn't even remember that we'd just been talking about glasses.
No kidding. Well, that's funny. Oh, but maybe she just had something else on her mind, Nora.
Oh, I hope that's it. I hope so.
Aunt Nora.
Sure.
Oh, yes, Julie, dear.
I'm warm now. Can I go up and see Aunt Penny?
Yes, I think so, Julie, but don't stay too long.
Oh, no, Aunt Nora, I won't.
All right, dear.
Gee, Crickets, I don't know if that was smart to let Julie go up and see Penny now.
Why not?
Well, you know how kids are. They blurt things out that you
never... I thought of that, Freddie, but that's one of the chances we have to take. And, well, if Julie says something to hurt Penny, it's better to have her say it now and have it over with. Come in.
Hello, Aunt Penny.
Hello, Julie.
Aunt Laura said I could come up to see you if I didn't stay too long. Is it all right?
Yes, Julie, for a minute.
Thank you. What are you looking at out the window, Aunt Penny?
I'm just looking, Julie.
Oh. Turn around, Aunt Penny, and I'll show you my new dress. Aunt Nora made it for me.
I saw it when you were playing in the yard, darling.
No, you didn't. I had my coat on, and you couldn't see my dress. Don't you want to turn around and look at it, Aunt Penny?
Yes, Julie, I do, but I...
Oh, I know. You're not feeling well and you don't want to move. So I'll come around in front of you like this and let you see me.
It's a lovely dress, Julie. Aunt Nora, make...
Aunt Penny. Aunt Penny, your face.
Yes, Julie. That's why I didn't want you to turn around, darling. I was in an automobile accident.
Aunt Penny, it's awful. It's awful. You're not beautiful anymore. You're not beautiful anymore.
Julie, someone should have told you, darling. Oh, I'd have told you myself, but you came right in front of me without warning.
Oh, Aunt Penny, they've been mean to you. They've hurt your face. I hate them. I hate them.
No, darling. There's no one to hate. It was an accident, Julie. And my face is going to be all right again. Truly it is.
Will it, Aunt Penny? Will it really?
Yes, darling, it really will.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. Then Uncle Barry will come back again, won't he?
Uncle Barry... No, darling. Uncle Barry won't come back again.
Why not?
Because he's gone away, Julie.
Oh, Aunt Penny, I know what happened now. He hurt you. And that's why you look this way. He hurt you, and I hate him.
No, Julie, you must never hate him. Darling, He's the most wonderful person who ever lived. He's the kindest and sweetest.
Then why are you so hurt? Why do you look so awful? Why won't he come back when you're beautiful again?
Because he can't, Julie. Oh, darling, someday I'll tell you why. Someday we'll go out to that little hill together and I'll show you why. And then you'll understand. If there's any understanding of it anywhere.
Penny, you're not asleep, are you?
No, Laura, come in.
Here's your broth and your toast, Penny, with oodles of butter on the toast.
Thanks.
And there's lots more of everything if you want it.
No, this will be enough, thanks.
Okay.
Hi, Gibbsy.
Hello, Freddie.
Say, Nora, I'm going to fix that radiator cover over in our room. I'll be there if you want me.
Oh, all right, Freddie.
Nora.
Hmm?
Nora, how soon will it be tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Well, let's see, it's almost noon now, so in just a little over 12.
No, I mean how many minutes, how many seconds?
Oh, I don't know. Well, let's see, there are 60 minutes in an hour, so 12 times 60. Why do you want to know?
Why do I want to know what?
How soon it'll be tomorrow.
Laura, what are you talking about?
What you were talking about.
Oh. Well, never mind. We'll talk about it some other time.
All right, Penny. Is there anything else you want?
No, thanks.
Well, you just call me if you do.
I will.
Freddie.
Yeah, Nora.
Freddie, she did it again.
What?
And crickets, this time it was worse.
Well, who did what again?
Penny. She said something absolutely crazy, and then she didn't remember what she said.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, look, maybe we better tell Mrs. Billings about it, huh? And maybe she better tell a doctor.
Oh, crickets, Freddie, are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking?
Yeah, afraid I am, Nora. Could be, you know, that she's going out of her mind.
Are Penny's strange remarks and lapses of memory truly an indication that she is losing her mind? It's possible, after the mental strain of the last 2 months. Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.